This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar security forces raided a neighborhood in the country's largest city that is home to state railway workers who have gone on strike to protest last month's military coup. Security forces Wednesday sealed off the neighborhood in Yangon, where a train station and housing for railway workers are located. Photos and video on social media showed police blocking streets and what was said to be people escaping. At least three arrests were reported, but it was not immediately possible to independently confirm that. The raid comes just days after several Myanmar unions, including a railway union, issued a joint call for a nationwide work stoppage. Myanmar has been roiled by protests and other acts of civil disobedience since the February 1st coup, which has resulted in at least 60 deaths of civilians. Queen Elizabeth says the British royals were saddened by the challenges faced by her grandson Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, and promised to privately address revelations about a racist remark concerning the couple's son Archie. In an interview with Oprah Winfrey, Meghan accused Britain's royal family of raising concerns about how dark their son's skin might be and ignored her pleas for help when she considered suicide. Jury selection continues on Wednesday in the murder trial of former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin, who was accused of killing a black man, George Floyd, in an encounter that triggered months of protests throughout the world against police abuse of minorities. The 44-year-old Chauvin, who is white, faces second-degree murder and manslaughter charges in the death last May of the 46-year-old Floyd. He died in police custody after Chauvin pinned a knee on his neck for more than 9 minutes. This is VOA News. A new study says that Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine neutralizes the rapidly spreading variant of the coronavirus recently discovered in Brazil. The results of the study were published in the New England Journal of Medicine. In another vaccine-related development, Russia's Sovereign Wealth Fund, RDIF, has signed a deal with a Swiss-based pharmaceutical company to mass-produce Russia's Sputnik coronavirus vaccine for eventual use in Europe. The European Union has warned member states against purchasing Russia's COVID vaccine since the EU has not yet finished its review. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will participate in an online meeting Friday with the leaders of Japan, India, and Australia. This is the first leader-level meeting of a group seen as part of efforts to balance China's growing military and economic power. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the meeting of the Quad countries indicates the importance placed by Biden on U.S. allies and partners in the Indo-Pacific region. The Pentagon has approved a request to keep more than 2,000 National Guard troops in Washington to help protect the U.S. Capitol for two more months. Since the January 6th attack on the seat of the U.S. Congress by supporters of then-President Donald Trump, National Guard troops have been dispatched to the grounds and tall fencing has been erected to extend the security perimeter. China's top legislative body has formally announced plans to change Hong Kong's electoral system to ensure that only patriots will govern the island. No other details of the plans have been made public. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam says the city's postponed legislative elections could be delayed even further due to the electoral changes. The proposed changes are expected to grant more voting power to pro-Beijing members of the 1,200-member Electoral Commission that selects Hong Kong's chief executive. And the World Health Organization says nearly one in three women worldwide is subjected to physical or sexual violence during her lifetime, pervasive criminal behavior that has increased during the pandemic. The UN agency is urging governments to prevent violence, improve services for victims, and tackle economic inequalities that often leave women and girls trapped in abusive relationships. There is more available at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.